Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、ニュージーランド出身のペイジと、
アメリカ出身のタイラと、
インドネシア出身のアジズです。
今月のテーマは梅雨を元気に乗り切ろうです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
And my name is Aziz and I'm from Indonesia.
Today's topic is getting through the rainy season.In last month's broadcast, we talked about the abundance of warm and sunny weather that comes along during the spring. However, for the month of June, we can't ignore the elephant in the sky, the large amounts of rain clouds. June through July is the rainy season in Japan, and you can expect to be making your way around town fitted in rain boots and rain gear for the majority of the month, a complete contrast to the previous month. The constant rain can be a little unpleasant, and to top it off, fatigue can be built up easily around this time.So today we'll talk about some of the ways we use to keep ourselves afloat and positive during the somewhat dreary and humid time of the year. So what comes to your mind when you're thinking of the rainy season in Japan? And do you have a season of long periods of rain in your home country?
Well, I certainly like to think of all the wonderful time I'm going to be spending indoors. I certainly have the different sorts of activities that I can enjoy kind of on my own or maybe with others. Maybe I'll just go to the movies a little bit more often or just read a book, for instance. I am a little bit more of an outdoors person, so I certainly am always looking forward to the end of this period. But well, everyone's in the same boat, so I guess we'll just have to deal with it. I at least do have a little bit of experience in Florida, in America. We have actually quite a pretty long rainy season where it'll rain just about every single day. That's a little bit different from Japan, where it will not rain for days at a time. It'll just rain maybe once in the afternoon for a few hours and then it'll get sunny. But it lasts about 3 months, so
it's that's really long.
Yeah, for quite a long time. So the experience is a little bit different, but I'm at least prepared mentally and physically for it, so it's not too bad.
We in Indonesia, we also have a rainy season, so we have two seasons since we're a tropical country. The rainy season, which is 6 months, and then the hot season, which is 6 months. So it's either really rainy or there's no rain at all. One thing I find very different from Indonesia and Japan is that when it's raining in Indonesia, it's very hot. But sometimes in Japan, if it's raining at night, it's very cold. And one thing I find very fascinating about Japan is their vocab, or like the language around rain. So for example, just yesterday, I learned this very cool Yojijikugo, so like a four-letter compound word in Japanese. It's Seiko Udoku. Sei means like clear skies. Ko is to till or plow the fields. Udoku literally means rain and reed. And so the meaning here is that you have a balance between your work life and your personal life, right? So when it's clear in the skies, you do your work, you till or plow the fields. When it's raining, you do your hobbies, read a book, do something indoors. And I think that's one thing that really shows just how beautiful the Japanese can be as a language and also the culture regarding just like nature in general and rain. So when I was in Indonesia, I really hated the rain because it would come like almost every day. It would always be like very humid. It'd feel really like sticky, your clothes or like your body in general. But when I came to Japan, like coming to learn the language and the culture, I've come to like the rain a little bit more.
It's something to get used to in Japan, especially the nights. They can be quite cold, so you do have to make sure to pack a jacket with you. If you're going out during the morning, it might be really warm, but by the time you get home at night, you get cold. So you need to be sure not to catch a chill on the way back. In New Zealand, we don't really have a rainy season. We just have areas that are prone to lots of rain, specifically the west coast of the South Island. In Japan, rainy season is when I can't do my laundry and it tends to pile up. And if you don't use the right detergent, you can't actually dry your clothes inside and they can kind of become really musty smelling. And you can't dry them outside because of the humidity in the air. And as Aziz said, humidity also makes clothes really sticky. So you have to be careful about what you wear so that you can be nice and breezy and not get too hot.
Fighting against humidity in my own home is something I've become much more cognizant of with the mold. There are really a lot of different places where it can kind of creep up on you. So absolutely, you need to make sure that you are running dehumidifier or the air conditioning in your home pretty often in order to make sure that don't end up with something not just musty, but also kind of dangerous, as breathing in those spores, I guess they'd be, is not very good for your health. In America, at least, we have a type of air conditioning system where we're just running all the time. So we don't normally get a lot of mold buildup. Since I've been here in Japan, I really only have air conditioning when I think they're kind of on. So that's something I've kind of had to change the way I think about dealing with the situation in the weather now, which is taking a little bit of getting used to.
Definitely some good advice there. It's definitely good to keep on top of cleaning during this time of year. So how do you like to spend time during the rainy season? Do you have any traditional things that you like to do or any habits that come up during the season?
Well, at least in Indonesia, I would always spend time with family because when it was raining, everyone would be at home. And it would be a really nice time to, you know, play board games, have a meal together, just watch movies, binge some together. And yeah, that's always been a good time. In Japan, at least, I've still been doing like the binging movies, Netflix, anime, but also a lot more reading. Like just as I mentioned before, I think that Japanese at least has a lot of like good literature, and like the way that they read during the rain, I think that's a nice thing, a nice culture.
How about you, Tyler?
Well, I believe that the way we've come to pass time during the rainy season is not very much different from how we spent time because of COVID-19. So I think everyone in the world has gotten a good amount of practice. As Dizzy said, enjoying things online or maybe reading a book. I do enjoy reading Japanese books. It's always really good for practicing my Japanese reading abilities. Although I do like to keep up on my wonderful English science fiction novels as well. I'm able to enjoy both while I'm here in Japan. And of course, you can't always go outside as much as you'd like to, so I always try to make sure that I'm cooking on my own whenever I can. I do enjoy going out to eat and drink. I absolutely love Japanese cuisine, so it's kind of a letdown when I can't go out and do what I want to after work, for instance, or maybe on the weekend if I'm feeling a little peckish. So it does give some opportunities in order to grow as a person, but in the back of my mind, I always do feel that I really just wish this would kind of get over with, and so I can kind of just live the way that I'd like to.
It's definitely really dreary when you have to stay inside all day. As you said, in Florida, you can kind of maybe time your day out for when the rain will come. But in Japan, you don't have that liberty to be able to pick and choose when we can go outside because the rain just is all the time. For myself, I like watching movies on the big screen during the rainy season. It's an excuse to get out of the house, and it's a fun treat that can also be enjoyed regardless of the weather outside. Normally I pick something that's maybe a little bit happier so I can maybe feel like a little bit relieved and revived after watching it. Sometimes there are cafes that will have discounts on rainy days, encouraging people to go out during the rainy season as well.
The city kind of gets transformed, I guess, in a way. Much just in the same way that when it snows, for instance. So every once in a while, I actually might make an effort to go out while it's raining. I guess just in order to enjoy this some different world, I guess, that you're sort of transported to. But just for a different experience, I believe that many people listening to this broadcast would be a foreigner and they've come to Japan to experience something different. So while it might be a little difficult, a little bit annoying sometimes, it's also an opportunity to kind of expand your horizons as well.
Definitely. And also there's lots of seasonal flowers all around Sendai. And out in Sakunami, the whiskey factory out there, it's actually quite beautiful when it's raining or when it's really foggy. It's just got this really different atmosphere that it feels like you're not in Japan anymore. So even if you don't drink alcohol, seeing the facility is just quite interesting.
I can get that actually. Like Tyler said, when it's raining, there's a different like atmosphere and environment. So I remember when it was raining, very light rain, I went to Hachimang Shrine and it felt very different. There was like this very mystic kind of atmosphere with the light rain and all of like the places, like the temple, all of the different statues, they all looked weirdly different, like beautiful in a way. And it's hard to describe, but yeah.
How about stress during this time? Do you feel quite stressed during the rainy season? And what sort of things do you do to lift your spirits or deal with the issue head on?
Certainly stress can pop up. I believe many people have felt stress over these past few years, and especially during the rainy season, you kind of get a double hit of solitude. I personally do enjoy listening to the rain. I believe it's very relaxing to hear the pitter-patter of the raindrops as they hit the windows of your house, and I just believe just kind of enjoying the environment, enjoying the solitude sometimes, it can help to get away from things a little bit and just sort of meditate or just read. Sometimes it puts me to sleep kind of quickly if I don't watch out.
Right. At least for me, I feel very stressed whenever I'm finished with a very long day. It's like studies, experiments, so when I want to go back home, it's raining. It's okay if I, you know, I brought my raincoat or my umbrella, but when I forget it, it now really starts to hit, right? It feels irritating. But what's even worse is when in the morning I check the weather and it's supposed to be clear. But then by the end of the day, right, the hourly predictions have already changed and it's just raining. And so you don't have an umbrella, you don't have a raincoat, you have to go home walking and you're just wet. And that feels the worst when you're like, you're tired, your brain's overload from like all of the studies or like all of the work you've done, and you have to go through the rain. So it's a very different like change of emotion when you're relaxed versus like when you're just stressed out and tired. And it's the rain.
It's a very good point you have there. I often have this problem, but maybe it's because I don't look at the forecast often enough. So often I have to bike home in the rain and I get home and I'm miserable and I'm wet. But definitely if it's raining while you're doing something, you can just kind of ignore it. But when you're going home and you want to have a relaxing time, getting home to wind down a little bit, it can definitely be very frustrating. For me, the lack of sunny weather makes me feel a little bit down, and often I try and force myself to head outside and maybe go to one of my favorite indoor places or meet up with a friend to have something tasty. This usually relieves my stress as I get to have something delicious and I get to talk with a friend about our stresses that we're feeling. But sometimes you're just too tired to go out, or maybe too tired to start something new. So sometimes going to the gym or just moving around, maybe home gym, yoga mat, doing some stretches just to feel a little bit more energized and ready for the next day.
You do get a little bit of pain here and there in your legs and in your back. It really does affect you in a number of ways, not just mentally, but also physically in your body. So like you mentioned, you can do yoga as long as you just have a little mat or whatever, anywhere. It's actually pretty wonderful. Being limber, it will obviously make your body feel better. It'll make you feel lighter.
Definitely, flexibility is something that we should all have. Turning on YouTube, finding a good yoga workout is a good way to increase flexibility, because flexibility is important for everyone. So I'd like to close with a great Scandinavian phrase for us to remember on rainy days. There is no bad weather, only bad clothes. Now we have some notices from Centia. Notices for specialist consultations in June. Specialist consultation with lawyers. The Sendai Bar Association will be available for legal consultation on matters such as marriage, real estate, and inheritance. The date and time will be June 10, Friday, from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Specialist consultation with certified public tax accountants. Join in this consultation for matters such as taxes in Japan. The date and time will be June 15, Wednesday, 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Specialist consultations with the Immigration Bureau. Talk with the Immigration Bureau about matters such as immigration and residence procedures. The date and time will be June 24th, Friday, from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. The consultations are free of charge. However, time is limited to 30 minutes per person. If you wish to have a consultation, please provide us with the following information upon application: your name and contact details, email, phone number, your residence status, the contents of what you wish to discuss at the consultation, and if an interpreter is required. You can apply for a specialist consultation by calling the Sendai Multicultural Center 022-224-1919 or 022-265-2471 or email tabunka@sentia-sendai.jp. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time.